This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with the country gardener, Daryl David, about what you should be doing now that it's fall. But first, a man in Denver has created weed-infused salmon that lets people get high while getting their protein. Josh Pollock owns a deli and cures the salmon in salt, dill, lemon, sugar, and weed. He says, I love bagels and lox, and I love cannabis. The New Jersey native moved to Colorado for college. He said he got the idea to infuse salmon with a weed mixture because it's a fun thing to do for the 40-20 stoner holiday earlier this year, and he said it was a hit. The man says he can't currently sell the special salmon, but once he perfects the recipe, he hopes to sell it through local dispensaries. Oreo's new limited edition flavor is a vanilla cookie with a toasted coconut cream, which includes actual flakes of toasted coconut. The bright yellow package is decorated with a fluffy coconut layer cake. 2015 has been a big year for novelty Oreo flavors. This year alone, they've released brownie batter, cotton candy, and key lime pie. Just give me the traditional Oreos, double stuff, thank you. And a regular guest here is the country gardener, Daryl David. So, Daryl, are there any good hardy bulbs to plant this late in the year?
Oh, yeah. This is fall now. We're officially into fall. So this is the time, September and October, to get those bulbs in the ground. And you can't beat hardy bulbs. And they come up every year, year in and year out. And the colors you can get. I mean, we always think of daffodils, tulips, and crocus and all that. But it's so nice. And in March, April, and May, they have all these beautiful flowers come in to bloom. And people always say every spring to me, gee, can I plant them in the spring? I said, no, you got to plant them in the fall. So good gardeners plant, think ahead. You're talking, what, 5, 6, 7 months ahead. So you have to be thinking ahead all the time to be a good gardener. And bulbs are planted. And I think one of the easiest bulbs to plant is, they call them narcissus or daffodils. Very popular spring flower. And the nice thing about daffodils, the deer don't touch them. And the deer are really, really bad in this area. So, and you can have daffodils bloom from April right up through May with no problems at all. So beautiful flowers. They come in, mostly it's yellow. That's all I have. And I have some in my garden. They're over 35 years old, and I haven't done a thing. And you can naturalize them. You can put them in wooded areas. They do great. But the key with all the bulbs, especially daffodils, you got to let the green foliage die down. After they get done blooming, everybody wants to cut them down. You have to let the green foliage stay on the plants until about five, six weeks, ideally. So I used to plant tons of them. You know, I worked at horticulture gardens in Ohio, and beautiful. Every year in, year out, and they get bigger. And after about 10, 15 years, you can actually dig them up, pull them apart, and separate them, and you get a whole bunch of new ones. Good plants should be used. Most of the time you see the trumpet types. There's a King Alfred. There's so many. I got some catalogs here. I mean, there's just thousands of different varieties out there. It's mind-boggling. And most of them all come from Holland. Yeah, they got the large cup trumpet, large cup, small cup. I mean, they got all kinds. Like I said, I can't even pronounce the names. And then the other plants besides daffodils. And, the only thing is you have to worry about is make sure you have drainage. You don't want to put them in a real, real wet spot. But they'll do fine. They'll do fine in almost any type of soil, as long as you can get them in the ground. Ideally, you should loosen up the soil good to get them in. 6 to 8 inches is perfect for them. The other plant a lot of people like to grow is tulips. Tulip bulbs are great. The only problem with tulips, they got to be planted deep just like the daffodils and should be planted about the same time. Here again, you can get early varieties, you get mid-season and late-season tulips. The only problem is tulips. You get a hot weather for a week, boom, the flowers are falling off real quick. And if you got a real deer problem, deer will chomp them. It's like a dessert for them. So you might want to hold off. And the other thing is with tulips, after 3 or 4 years, they're done. They go downhill. You should replant them. When I worked at Kingwood Center in Mansfield, Ohio, the horticulture gardens, we planted every year 80,000. They got ripped out, thrown on the compost pile. They put new ones in every year because they want the biggest flower. Just remember, the more money you pay for a bulb, usually it's a bigger bulb. The bigger the bulbs, you pay more money because the flower is actually all set. When you put that flower in bulb in the ground right now, the flower is already in there. It's already formed, and you just have to give it water and moisture and good soil and drainage, and that's it.
And with the country gardener, Daryl David, I'm Mike Bennett. You are listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. You just showed up a coworker. You just beat them at their own game. And now you are gloating. It feels great, right? Here's the neuroscience of it. Everyone tries to keep up with the Joneses, and when we manage to get one step ahead, you know, like you have the latest gadget or you beat them in a competition, well, we humans are wired to gloat. In fact, there are parts of the brain, the orbitofrontal cortex and the basal ganglia, that's responsible for that really great good gloat feeling. What's the cheap psychological trick? Emotionally, gloating tops all other emotions in intensity. But if gloating comes in on top, then its evil brother, envy, will hurt with equal intensity when you lose. So don't gloat too much. There's always a price to pay. Love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bus rambled from Notre Dame to the Rams before getting a long-haul trip in Pittsburgh. He retired fifth all-time in yards and 10th in touchdowns, making this Pro Bowler a shoe-in for Canton.
The give to the right, and the bus waits. The bus drives, and the bus gets to the goal line. Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
So, where is Jerome Bettis now? Today, the bus has his own TV sports show in Pittsburgh. He's also part owner of three minor league baseball teams, founded the Bus 36 charity, wrote a book, and even bowled a 300 game. And if that wasn't enough, he opened Jerome Bettis' Grill 36 in Pittsburgh. You haven't lived till you've tried the cheeseburger soup. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.